The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Hi, I'm David Wolf. Our guest on this segment of the Small Biz Brain is a true icon of the world of small business development. When we hear the phrase, working on your business, not in it, Michael Gerber immediately comes to mind. Years ago, he created the E-Myth, an organization, a series of best-selling books, a technology, a methodology designed to help entrepreneurs better understand how they relate to the activities in their own business and ultimately structure that business so that it would serve them best. Today, the guru of small business, as he's sometimes known, is focused on a whole new concept. Kind of work, a unique and innovative approach to helping entrepreneurs achieve total satisfaction in their work and in their lives while they serve the planet. Good morning, Michael Gerber.
Good morning, David Wolf. How are you?
Good to hear your voice again. I did want to mention also your new book, and we'll get to it in a moment, but Awakening the Entrepreneur Within, How Ordinary People Create Extraordinary Companies Without the Experience to Guide Them. And that's scheduled for release by Harper Press February 13th, that lucky day for you this year coming up soon. I was just curious for the audience, how would you describe your own process that ultimately led to the creation of the Dreaming Room?
Well, I think it actually began years ago when I was hit by the entrepreneurial bug that created E-Myth Worldwide. That happened in 1977, as you know, and since then, we have worked with over 60,000 small business clients in 145 countries. The process of inventing our E-Myth Mastery programs, the methodology, as you were referring to, that enables somebody who owns a small business to turn it into something distinctly more effective, more extraordinary than what they had before, has led me to the question, what would have happened had I begun my company differently? That is, rather than focusing on people who already own a small business, focusing on those who would like to own a small business, and helping them in the process of inventing it from the very beginning. And that's what the new work that I'm doing has been all about.
What, in your view, is or how would you describe an extraordinary company? What does that mean?
Well, an extraordinary company is really several things to me. One, it's a company that has a transformational impact on the people who do business with it. It's a company that has a point of view about the world and its place in the world that essentially suggests it can add immense value in the work that it does and the products or services it sells. And that value is not just an outcome of profit that could be then donated or given to others, but actually in the actual course of what it does as a business. So I like to think of my company, E-Myth Worldwide, as an extraordinary company because everything we do is focused on transforming the lives of small business owners.
In your encounters with various business, you know, thousands of entrepreneurs on the hot seat in the Dreaming Room or in other places, what, in your view, are some of the blocks that get in the way of enabling ordinary business owners or entrepreneurs or people to create these companies, these extraordinary companies?
Well, I think probably it's that we all are so limited in our perspective about our lives and what creativity really means and what business really is. We are confined, you might say, by the box that everybody talks about, that just inhibits us from stretching out into a world that we're unfamiliar with. So unfamiliarity breeds fear, and fear restricts our imagination, and our imagination thus restricted limits us to only those options we're comfortable with.
The Dreaming Room itself, how does that work? I know you're on a multi-city tour, an ongoing evolving event, a cascade of events across the country. Tell us a little bit about the venue itself and how it works to help entrepreneurs do this work.
Well, the Dreaming Room itself is an interesting venue. It's unlike anything I'd ever done before. It's a very intimate and challenging venue in that people are coming with the expectation that somehow they're going to leave with a new set of options than they brought in with them. And to do that, I invite them to participate with me in what I call intentional dreaming. It's not dreaming as we think about it, like we dream at night. We dream, daydream during the day. The intentional dreaming that I speak of is actually engaging in a process of breaking free of my own limitations by suddenly discovering opportunities that I never saw before. So I engage them in this process, which I call a blank piece of paper and beginner's mind. And just by the very nature of saying beginner's mind, you begin to understand the complication, because beginner's mind is much, much easier to speak about than it is to actually experience.
And for those that are interested in booking or getting involved, participating in a Dreaming Room, www.inthedreamingroom.com is the way to do that, correct?
Absolutely.
All right, so it's www.inthedreamingroom, just like it sounds, .com.
Yep.
Are the Dreaming Rooms still, I mean, they're going on constantly. How often and in what places?
Well, we're constantly, you might say, in relationship to what you spoke about earlier,
yeah.
In this process, I'm going to work on the Dreaming Room while I'm going to work in the Dreaming Room. And so we do the Dreaming Room and redo the Dreaming Room continuously,
yeah.
Most often once a month, but shortly, probably significantly more often than that.
All right, terrific. So www.inthedreamingroom.com to get involved in awakening the entrepreneur within. Okay, so you have a book coming out, very exciting time, Awakening the Entrepreneur Within, How Ordinary People Create Extraordinary Companies, and the kicker, I think, without the experience to guide them. So share with us a little bit about what we might expect from this new work.
Well, the new work is really a process that I've engaged in to share with people the process I've been in for the past 30 years in inventing new companies and helping people to invent new companies and actually writing about the invention of a company right before their very eyes. So the book in itself engages in the process of inventing something as I write the book.
Ah.
So you might say the book is a work of imagination to produce a product of imagination, which becomes a company born of imagination that will soon be on the street.
Right, and there's a lot of energy in that holographic sort of image that we get as you describe this. Now, a little bit about without the experience to guide them, if you will.
Well, it just speaks volumes, if you will, about the entrepreneurial experience. People who start companies and have been extraordinarily successful, and people who start companies who have been very, very unsuccessful, all mostly have one thing in common, and that is that they had no experience in business before they did it. Now, understand, I don't mean that they didn't work someplace. What I simply mean is that they'd never run a business before. They'd never led a business before. They'd never invented a business before. And working for a business as a manager or as a technician, as I call it, Nemeth terms, and inventing a business as an entrepreneur are two distinctly different activities. One doesn't train for it, at least not to this point in time. The Dreaming Room is going to change all that. One actually surprises oneself by becoming excited about an idea and then pursuing it.
Yeah.
And it's that lack of experience which is really the kicker, meaning you just don't have to have it.
Beautiful. Michael Gerber's been our guest. www.inthedreamingroom.com is the website. New book coming out February 13th on Harper Press, Awakening the Entrepreneur Within. how ordinary people create extraordinary companies. And I think this has been an extraordinary little segment. Thanks so much for sharing, Michael.
Thank you, David.
You got it.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America. If you'd like to find out about hosting your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.